Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. Now, the title of my podcast today is Yes, You Can. Oh, yes, you can. Now, the scripture is from the book of 1 Corinthians 10, chapter of 10, the verse of 13. And I read, the only temptations that you have are the same temptations that all people have. The only temptations that you have are the same temptations that all people have. But you can trust God. He will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. But when you are tempted, God will always give you a way to escape that temptation. Then you will be able to endure it. Now, we all face temptation. It's an unavoidable part of life. The question is not, will you be tempted? The question is, when you're tempted, will you be ready? I really want you to get this. You can beat temptation. Stop saying, I just don't think I can. Take I can't out of your vocabulary. In your own strength, by your own ability, yes, you are right. You cannot. You just cannot. But when you put God's word in your heart, when you lean on His strength and trust in His promises, there is no temptation you cannot overcome. When you put the word of God in your heart, when you lean on the strength of God and trust in the promises of God, there is no temptation you cannot overcome. Over the years in my walk with Christ, I have noticed a few things that have helped me overcome temptation, and I want to go to share those things with you. First, you've got to be wise. My God, you have to be wise, you have to be smart, and you have to always be ahead of the devil. Think about the choices you are making and the consequences before you make them. Before you make any choice, before you take any decision, think about the consequences. Wisdom looks ahead always. Next, you have to believe that you can resist temptation. Believe it. Have that faith that you can resist. Have that faith that with God you can do it. When condemnation, when guilt and shame is stopped early, they lose their power. But once they get rolling, they are hard to stop. Thirdly, think of facing temptation as normal life. Think of facing it as normal life. Don't think that temptation only comes to people who are not holy, who are not righteous. No. Take it as normal life. If you are expecting a fight, you will always be ready. When you're walking out of your house and you know that you're going to have somebody attack you a few minutes down the line, you prepare yourself. So it is with temptation. Always be prepared. Fourth, avoid areas of weakness. My God. Don't put yourself in situations where you can easily fall. Do not, because this flesh can fail you. If you struggle with managing your money, for example, don't go to the mall when you know you can't afford to buy anything. And finally, don't give yourself too much credit. Some people think they're too holy, they're too righteous to sin, they're too righteous to be tempted, they're too righteous to fall. Listen, it doesn't matter how anointed you are, you can fall if you're not careful. We don't graduate from being tempted. It's so easy to think you've matured beyond stumbling. And once that happens, you make yourself an easy target. Even our Lord Jesus Christ was tempted. Even Christ was tempted, which is to tell us that we also can be tempted and will be tempted. God wants us to trust Him to bring victory in every area of our lives. And by His grace, we can. By His grace, we can. Pray this prayer with me, as I always do at the end of the day, and understand that you can be tempted at any time, but be rest assured that you are able and you will overcome temptation if you have God in you, if you lean on His promises for you and ensure that you are filled with His word and with the power of the Holy Ghost, there is no temptation that can overcome you. Today I want you to pray this prayer. God, I realize temptation is a part of my life. Help me not to be caught off guard or surprised when it comes. Thank you for the wisdom and grace to overcome any and all temptations and live in your victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can overcome temptation. And of course, yes, you that is listening to this podcast, you can overcome it. May God bless you and have a blessed one. Bye-bye.